Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results by Josh Gondelman. This is the author. Introduction. Before I left for college, my dad sat me down on the living room couch and gave me some advice. When you go away to school, I want you to remember. He paused, leaving me enough time to wonder exactly what kind of wisdom he was about to bestow on me. My dad is not prone to grand proclamations, and he also wasn't a big fan of his own college experience. I want you to remember, he continued, when you leave for college, don't bring dirty clothes with you. You'll have to do laundry right away, and you'll go through all your change. Here, I want you to have this. My father then got up from his chair, reached into his pocket, and pulled out an orange pill bottle, which felt like a hard turn for the conversation to take. Had my dad been dealing Adderall on the side, like a low-stakes Breaking Bad? He dropped the bottle into my hand, and it landed with an unexpected heft and a jingle. It was full of quarters. He sat back down, waited another beat, and continued his heart-to-heart in a way that felt less thoroughly prepped. At the very least, he hadn't brought any props for the second part of the talk. I think you're going to do really well in college, he said. And then he paused again, as if considering whether to say the next part out loud or keep it to himself. You know, when you started high school, I never told you this, but I was worried you'd be too nice and people would take advantage of you. I'm really glad that didn't happen. If I'm being honest, I have to admit I gave him good reason to fear for my safety and social well-being as I entered ninth grade. I'd always had a wet paint personality, bright and shiny and vulnerable to the elements. I was proud that he trusted me to go off into the world, or at least as far as Brandeis University. Thanks, I said. You're welcome. We hugged and he left the room and I sat there with my medicine bottle full of quarters, most of which I probably ended up lending to someone who never paid me back. Years later, people still got the same impression of me. Have you met Gondelman? My friend Andy said to his friend Dave at a party when I was 25. He's super nice. Dave's face fell. No, but he's funny too, Andy reassured him. My reputation often precedes me in social and professional circles, and not always in positive ways. For a comedian, nice can be shorthand for someone's work being bland. And on a personal level, nice is about as meaningful as saying someone has decent breath or is usually punctual. But still, where I'm known at all, I'm known as a nice guy, which I think I am. But I'm trying to be other things too, even though sometimes I'm not great at that. After all, it's nice to waste $80 trying to win your date a stuffed animal on the Coney Island boardwalk, but it's certainly not financially responsible. And when you lose the carnival game and the carny, do we still say carny? Feels bad, and gives you the prize anyway, it's a little undignified, and you'll wish you'd set firmer boundaries. This is not a hypothetical example. There's a scene from the movie Roadhouse that I think about a lot. I mean, there are lots of scenes from that movie that play often in my mind. The ones where Patrick Swayze rips out a guy's throat. The one where Ben Gazzara's character watches smugly as a monster truck drives over all the cars at a dealership owned by his enemy. The one where after receiving stitches from a doctor who asks if he enjoys pain, Swayze responds stoically, "Pain don't hurt." Roadhouse is either one of the best terrible movies ever made or the worst good movie ever made. But there's one scene in particular I look to more than the others. Patrick Swayze, in the movie he's called Dalton, but come on, it's Patrick Swayze, has just taken over as the head of security at the Double Deuce, a Kansas City dive bar where patrons throw bottles at the live band and employees have, uncomfortably explicit if you're watching with your dad, sex with each other on their 15-minute breaks. Swayze slash Dalton is outlining his new guidelines for the bar's bouncers. The final tenet of his code is both simple and unexpected to the team of fist brains working the door. Be nice, he advises them. And when the staff questions him, he elaborates. If someone gets in your face and calls you a cocksucker, I want you to be nice. Ask him to walk. Be nice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?